with presentations. Before we have the presentations, James over there is going to just say a little bit about the picture nationally. All right, James, can you do it from there? Now.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to say a huge amount at all. I mean, I think most people in the room have come to meet that and have a general sense of the issue. But clearly, we're in a situation now nationally where a whole range of licences have been granted to different organisations to carry out fracking surveys, and we've also in a situation in other places in the country where there's been applications and licences being put in for fracking, and some quite substantial campaigns, particularly in Lancashire and in North Yorkshire, where there's been very significant campaigns, and initially the decision by Lancashire County Council to close fracking. Unfortunately, the decision in North Yorkshire is going to approve licences for fracking. But what we've seen is the whole issue of fracking really has gone up into the agenda and has now become a really significant issue for communities around the country. I don't want to go through the arguments because our speakers are going to go through and develop some of those arguments. Just in terms of the sort of campaigning profile, there are now anti-fracking groups being set up in lots of different parts of the country, particularly in bits of South Yorkshire, where there's been a whole number of bits of activity, particularly bits of Nottinghamshire, where our speakers are from, and also down the more southern part of Derbyshire as well. And I think the sort of things we've got to be aware of is that it's likely that over the next few months, in terms of our patch, and our speakers will talk about it, that INEOS will begin to do some exploratory testing locally. And I think part of the purpose of tonight's meeting is to get ourselves in a position where we can begin to think about how we might set up viable anti-fracking groups as well. And I think later on, after our speakers have spoken, we've had a chance for discussions and contributions from the floor. Clearly some issues for us locally, both in terms of where local politicians are going to deal with the issue. Here in Chesterfield we've got a particular issue, because Chesterfield is going through a process of potentially becoming part of the Sheffield City region. That might raise questions about who the relevant statutory bodies might be when it comes to granting licences, etc., etc., that we need to be aware of. And a whole lot of issues there. Just to say one other thing, sort of nationally, or not nationally, regionally, in a couple of weeks' time, on the 30th of July, there's going to be a march and demonstration in York, which is really pulling together the people around, particularly North Yorkshire, has been a very significant campaign, but they are asking people nationally to be involved in that, and there is going to be some transport organised from Derby to go up there, possibly coming through, stopping through in Chesterfield to pick people up. So a little flyer here with details of that. Just in terms of organisation around the meeting, the other thing, just to ask people to do before you leave, is leave your sign in there, and also there's some collection buckets there, and someone will be rattling them at the end, because we need to just raise some money to cover the costs of tonight's meeting, etc. So that's what I'll say then.
Thank you, James.